Instagram stories for Monday, May 9th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Before we get into today's episode, great news. I got a new review of the show. I am so excited when the show gets new reviews.
Longtime listener, finally reviewing. I've been listening to Daniel's Instagram story since November 2022 and have enjoyed it since my day one. Wednesday Waffle is a great recent addition where Daniel takes you away from the often repetitive happenings on social media while keeping you up to date on social media trends for all the main social media platforms. If you need bite-sized and updated information about what's happening in recent social media news, I recommend subscribing. It's much better than listening to Adam Mosseri on his Ask Me Anything, lying to creators about why Instagram can't afford to pay them for their content. Daniel is for the people. And don't wait over 3 years to write a well-deserved 5-star review like I did.
Thank you so much to that crafty cat for this review. I'm not going to lie, I got a little choked up when I first saw it. I really appreciate when you guys who listen take the time to write a review. It only takes a minute. The link to do that is in the show notes. You can get there directly, and I appreciate it so, so much. All right, let's get into today's episode. We are going to be discussing questions and answers from the recent Ask Me Anything that the head of Instagram did, and we'll be talking about questions like, can people see everything I reposted? What do you think creators need to do more of in order to grow? Does DMing people help grow my reach? And can I delete highlights on stories? You all know the answer to that question. I hate story highlights, so absolutely you can. We're going to talk about all of those questions and more on today's episode. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with all the questions about stories to mix it up. The first one, does sharing something to my own stories help my reach? The answer to that is yes. Some people only consume stories or spend more time on stories and aren't really into reels or feed posts because they enjoy stories so much. There's nothing wrong with that. Those people should be able to see the content that you've worked hard on. So if you've posted it to your feed, share it to your story.
If you share a post or a reel to your own stories, it will help you reach a little bit on the margins, because obviously there are some people who are going to go look at your story and then they will see that reel or post, but it's not a really effective way of driving a lot more reach.
I agree with his point. The people who are going to watch your story are 99% of the time people who already follow you. People do not necessarily watch the stories of people who they don't follow. So in that way, it will not meaningfully grow your reach beyond the people who already follow you. Next question. Can someone find out if I hide my story from them? The answer to that is yes. They can do that by making a second account and then going to watch your story. If they can see it on your second account, but not your first account, obviously you hid the story from them. Here's Adam's answer to this question.
So the one way someone might be able to figure out if you've hidden your stories from them is if they know you have highlights and then you hide your stories from them, then your highlights will no longer be on your profile. Now, you could have presumably deleted all your highlights, but that is the one way that they might be able to figure it out. So one question is, would it be good to give people the ability to hide stories without highlights or just hide a specific story? Sorry, kids screaming, but that's the one thing to keep in mind.
Good point about the story highlights. I actually didn't know that. I'll be honest, I learned something new there, but I think my answer is better. Okay. Let's move on to the next question about stories. Since we're talking about story highlights, can I delete highlights on stories? Absolutely you can. If you haven't updated your story highlights in a year, 5 years, longer, it's time to just delete them and move on with your life. Here's the answer to the question, can I delete highlights on stories?
So on the topic of highlights, yes, you can delete your highlights if you'd like to. You can also add more highlights over time. They're yours. They're for you to express yourself however you want on your profile.
Okay, now let's move into some questions about reach. First, does DMing people back help my reach? The answer to that is yes, because the more you DM with people, the more Instagram is going to show them your content because you have a relationship and Instagram recognizes that. Therefore, it will surface more of your content for them since you have this relationship discussing back and forth. Here's Adam's answer to the question, does DMing people back help my reach?
Indirectly, yeah, just because if someone reaches out and they don't expect to hear from you, but you actually reach out back to them, they often get really excited and they're more likely to like your stuff again in the future. So it's not a huge lever, but it is a great way to really build up some fandom and a stronger relationship with a community that's out there and loves your work. So if you are a creator, I do recommend considering that. But it's a lot going into your request folder, getting messages from people you do not know, deciding what you want to respond to and not. So it's something that if you do decide to do, it can be valuable, but it's not for everybody.
All right, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what creators need to do more of on Instagram in order to grow their following and how to download your stats to share with other people instead of sending screenshots. Stick around. Welcome back. Continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, the next one. What do you think creators need to do more of to grow? I think the answer to that is being incredibly clear about exactly why someone would follow you and then periodically introducing yourself to your audience, to a new potential audience, using things like trial reels in order to explain exactly what kind of content people who follow you will expect to see. This will match you up with the people who care about that content. Here's Adam's answer to the question, what do you think creators need to do more of to grow?
There's no perfect, easy answer to this question, but the key thing for everybody who's trying to grow your presence on Instagram is to be willing and ready to experiment and to iterate, because what works this year might not work next year. I find that with my stuff all the time. Your audience changes, what people think is interesting changes, and so you're going to have to often evolve. Now, not necessarily if you're lucky, but if you are seeing that your reach isn't what it used to be, I would take a look and try to figure out patterns. What are the types of things that you're posting that are still working and things that you're posting that are not? How might you rethink how you do those things? For me, I used to always highlight creators. I used to do it in stories. That stopped working. Then I used to do these green screens where I would point at their stuff, and then that worked for a while, but then it stopped working. And now I'm doing carousels with selfies of them, which is starting to work again. So you got to be willing to adapt as the world changes.
All right, let's move on to the next question, which has to do with feed reposts. If you did not know, you can repost things to your feed, either things that other people have posted or things you have posted in the past. The question, can people see everything I reposted? The answer to that is yes, unless you have blocked them or restricted them in some way.
So your reposts inherit the same privacy as your posts do, which is all downstream from what your account privacy is. So if your account is private, then your posts and your reposts are private. And if your account is public, then your posts and your reposts are public. So if someone who has access to your account, either because it's public or because you've approved their follow request, goes to your profile, they can go to your repost section and see all the things that you have reposted. That's how the privacy model works.
He did a much better job of explaining that one than I did. I'm going to give him credit for that. The last question we're going to talk about today. When will our agency be able to download our stats to avoid sending them screenshots? Great question. You can actually do this today.
So there are a few things you can do right now beyond sending screenshots. If you use edits, you can actually go to your insights and you can export them as a PDF, and it's much more official and just more legitimate than just taking a screenshot of an image of the app. You also can use partner ads. So sometimes when you're working with branded content deals and with advertisers, they can actually, if you let them, use your creative in their advertising system, then they'll get really detailed insights on exactly how everything is doing. But if there's other ways you'd like us to help you share in a safe way your insights with either agencies or advertisers, let us know and we'll explore it.
Okay, that is going to do it for today's episode. As always, thank you for listening and come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted a scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention, you got a post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media. I'm gone.